Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast in the building. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. You already know. If you haven't checked out the channel yet, please go check out the channel. Briz Ross, Steena, Mickey Facts debating if battle rappers and industry cats can they mesh together in the ring. Also got the Kyrie Irving going to the Celtics thing up there also. So y'all can check it out, man. Tell me what y'all think, man. Waiting for the guy to call it right now. Summer madness, my niggas. Summer motherfucking madness. Waiting for the bro to call in. Going live. You already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Your boy, Three Letter Man. Dre, whatever the fuck you want to call. Oh. Happened. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast in the building. Summer madness. It's summer motherfucking madness, brother. Let's talk about this shit now. There's a lot of matches on this card, but I'm going on record and saying, if you're looking for, should I use the word grudge match? I think this is the match that we're all looking forward to right here, man. T-Top, Top Busy the Bear. Against one of my guys, man. One of the good dudes in battle rap, man. They just chop it up with him, eat you up all the time. Just say peace to a nigga, man. Ab, what's good, my nigga?
What's happening, homie?
Shit, I can't call it. How you, man?
I can't complain, man. I'm blessed, man. You know, always, man. Can't complain at all.
Ab, am I right on this, man? Is this the grudge match on the card?
You know, that's how the story. That's how the story was written out. You know what I'm saying? That's what they wanted to look like, you know. So I guess we can go with it. It don't, you know, it's whatever with me.
All right, my nigga, you've been off 4 months in hibernation, chilling. Am I going on record and saying that you can't wait for Summer Madness? Am I right on that?
Oh no, I can't wait. I can't wait. I mean, it's my first time being on Summer Madness, so you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm excited about that anyway. You know what I mean? Like, this shit history for the town, yeah.
So, are you feeling any nerves? Any nerves? No. Summer Madness, big stage?
Fuck no. Another day in office, bro. another day in office, bro. Shit mean everything, but it don't mean nothing. You know what I mean?
Right. Is this your redemption battle?
Oh yeah.
Both
for
y'all, I think
though,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that man's mind state is. I don't even care. I could care less about how he feels about the battle. I could care less about his preparation. I could care less about the angle he may come with. I could care less about none of that shit. Who for us? And all that matters to me is what I'm going to say. You hear me?
God, I feel you. I think, is there pressure on both you and T-Top, though?
From the fans' point of view,
the reason I say that, Abby, I don't know if you feel me on this. Were you able to see T-Top and Goods?
Was I able to see T-Top and Goods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
I know you were in attendance because you had all red that night, right?
No. That was Suge. That was me and Suge.
That was Suge. My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so In the building, you were in the building. Were you able to focus on that battle, and did you get to watch it, you know, being that you're in the building, and now it's on cam?
I was on stage. I was right on stage, yeah. I watched it, you know.
How you called it?
Gee, it's going to sound like, I'm hating. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to sound crazy, like, you know, because I'm facing T-Top. It ain't none of that shit. Like, I call it how I see it. Like,
right.
I ain't never been no sucker. But Top had some shit. I just think he, you know, I think he let Goods throw him off his square. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I gave the battle to Goods. I gave the battle to Goods. Goods is, you know, legendary. And it's just like, he got certain shit about him. He got an aura about him that is, you know, you got to be on your A game with. And I just ain't feel like Top was on his A game with him. You know what I mean? Like, Top had some shit, you know. I ain't gonna hate about it.
I don't think that's hate though, Ab, because I felt the same way also. Like, going into the battle, I thought T-Top was gonna be Goods, but I gotta call him with it. And I told T-Top I got Goods winning that. Me and Mickey Fax spoke to him right after the battle.
No bullshit. When I seen the flex shit and I was listening to Goods, I was like, oh man, this nigga Goods on some. Like, he went in the crates on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Good's always been nice. But I guess the circumstances, I don't know if it was the circumstances. Like, maybe he felt like, I'm not about to let this new nigga come in here and, you know what I mean, do his numbers on some shit that I helped build. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it was. But, you know, he definitely did what he was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like you're the favorite? Because everybody says you're the favorite going into the battle.
I don't know what everybody say. I don't even care what everybody say. I don't want nobody to tell me nothing. Like, you know what I mean? If it ain't nobody that's been down with me since 81, don't do me
right.
No favors. You know, all your predictions, that niggas can keep that shit to themselves. You know, don't do it. Don't do it now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't some shit like, oh, you should do this, Ab should do this. Like, we ain't gonna take nothing from T-Top talent. And you know what I'm saying? But fuck all that. Y'all niggas was just talking. Y'all niggas been talking crazy about me. Like y'all forgot what I do. Like, we ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? We can flip the books open and look at some stats real quick if niggas want to do that. That's what my acronym of FACTS stand for. Fuck assumptions, check the stats. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we can do that. So, you know what I mean? But I ain't paying no attention to the predictions. It's like, when I seen one prediction last night that kind of motivated me to be like, okay, let me prove to these niggas, or you know what I'm saying, that I can do what I do. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, I don't want that shit, because niggas was just talking crazy. Like, niggas been talking real crazy.
Without plugging the blog that you saw from the individual, what did that person say that kind of stuck the nerve in you? Like, all right, my nigga, all right, I'm already waking already. Now I'm more woke.
Word for word, I got T-Top 2-1. That's what that was it.
You saw it. That's all you needed
to see, right? And, you know, it ain't even like that. I ain't seen that before. Like, I done seen people saying that shit, but it just so happened. Like, I don't know what it was just about this one. It's like, yo, you know what? I got to prove that. You know what I'm saying? That it's just one, you know, one stood out more than others. Because a lot of these niggas is, you know what I'm saying, like, prisoners at the moment. Like, they wave riding type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these niggas don't have genuine opinions about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas be back and forth. They fuck with you for, like, it's weird. Like, battle rap is getting weird. I still love this shit. I'm still having fun. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, some of this shit be getting goofy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Niggas' opinions and how they critique shit and shit like that. But, you know, the person that I watch on the blog, I respect their opinion. Because they keep it a buck with me at all times. So even though we
right.
got a relationship, so to speak, with, you know, how we build on a hip-hop level, I still respect him enough. Like, you know what? I respect you for saying that, even though we chop it up like this, that, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to play
right.
to you, like, you know what I mean? So that's just how that went.
Did you hate battle rap at one time after when niggas was coming at you left and right?
I ain't hate it. I ain't understand it. And I'm never going to hate it. I ain't never going to hate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, you know what I'm saying? We used to bet money on this shit in the hood. Like, this shit doesn't put food on the table and all that type of shit. I'm never going to hate it. You know what I'm saying? But I just ain't understand it, because the same shit that niggas was talking about me, I was watching footage and battles of niggas, and niggas was doing the same shit. And then I would watch some of these same bloggers and radio personalities, and nobody's mentioning the shit that I know y'all niggas trying to crucify me for. I know y'all seeing the shit, and I know y'all listening, because if y'all hear all this shit, why y'all ain't hearing it on this end? I'm never going to point out who said what and why they did it, who said this, and, yo, he got this, but I'm never going to do all that. Like, I ain't about to name no names. I ain't about to do none of that. I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'm lit. Like, wrestling my bro Rock, say Rock was like, bro, you lit. Like, hey, that whole situation, it was a fucked up little situation. Niggas trying to throw the dirt on you, but you lit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just keep doing your motherfucking numbers, man. And that's where we at now. Summer Madness, I'm going to fuck this boy up. And that's just the only ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it, bro. Like, we already know the angle. We already know what you're going to do. We know that. You're going to get us around to that.
But that can't work with three rounds, though, Av. That can't work with three rounds. And this is why.
No.
That can't
work
with three rounds.
It might not work for one.
Yeah, because you can't hold on that too long in a battle.
Man, that shit did. It's all right. That's what you're going to do. It's kind of predictable. You know what I'm saying? And that's what his MO is. His MO is jumping out there and saying, well, all they have to do is punch. Punching ain't going to do this. Punching ain't going to be this. Punch. All right, you know, get through it. You can't get around it. Get through it. If that's what you feel I'm going to do, then get through it. That's it. But we know what you're going to do because what you know what I mean? It's obvious. It's obvious. You're going to get around a stolen ball shit, and you're going to get around the, oh, I want to be like you, or I've been chasing you. We know you're going to get that too.
Are you looking at more like your punches and setups are like, praise you for that, against T-Top, where you know he's going to take angles? Now, take yourself out of the equation now. Who wins that, though? Angles against punches and how the man sets up his punches. The setups to the punches.
You said who do what?
No, I was saying.
You said who wins it?
Who really wins the angles against a guy that has punches and the way you set up to get to the punch? You know what I mean?
But and that's the thing about it. Like, niggas act like I just be in there just saying random ass bars. Like you can write my rounds or put my rounds in front of anybody. Nah, nigga, I craft my shit. I'm talking to you, and people gonna know I'm talking to you. So I'm not just punching like, oh my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can take this round and put it up for a battle against this nigga. Nah, I ain't never had no rounds like that. You might get a bar or two, but everybody, you know, everybody got some, you know, a random punch here and there, but the majority of my rounds are crafted. So you got to worry about what I'm going to say within them punches. You got to worry about the setup, the jab, like you said. You know what I mean?
To the hangman, that hangman line. You get one of them hangman lines out there. It's like,
I got some lines for you. I got a couple raps in there, man. I got a couple good, cool little lines in there, man. You know, I just, you know, I know T-Top will bring his shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know he's going to bring his shit. You know, that's cool. I got a couple little bars in there. Might get some oohs and ahs here and there. You know, I just want to rap a little bit. Ain't too much trouble. That's my guy. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like this no personal shit, but we two competitive men. You know what I'm saying? We always been this way. You know what I mean? I ain't meet this nigga at URL. You know what I'm saying? We just got some things to talk about. I know he got some things he want to talk about. I got some things I want to talk about. Make it entertaining so we know each other. You know what I mean? Make it entertaining.
Right.
But I'm going to fuck him up.
People would say you've been calling T-Top out for a long time. I remember a blog you did a long time ago, a couple of years ago. 2 years ago, right?
It's not. About a year or two ago, yeah.
Year or two
it's
ago.
Not true, man.
What caused that, though, when you did that at a particular time? That's just you coming into the game and like, yo, I want that nigga, I think. You know what I'm saying? That's the person you want to get it popping with?
When I came in the game, it was Norbs. Norbs really wanted that battle to happen. He was like, yo, that would be crazy. Then y'all already got history. Me personally, I was like, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying? My goal was always to get Eclipse. Like, my Summer Madness, that's what I wanted. When my URL goal was to make it to URL. My battle rap goal was to make it to URL, get on a big stage, do a million views, do the battle on the Summer Madness against Charlie Eclipse. Like, that was my goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I came in, you know, Norris was just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You and T-Top would be crazy, this, that, and third. And I'm like, nah, I ain't really, you know, it ain't really matter to me. I really won't try to. You know what I mean? Because we could have, you know what I mean? We got old history, but it wasn't nothing I was chasing until I seen a couple blogs when, you know, people mentioned me to him, and he was on some shit like, you know what I mean, whatever, you know, with the negative play with it. So I had to respond.
Right.
Like, my blogs was responses. My shit won't never distort shit. My shit was the responses to, you know what I mean? Like, I won't try to, my you won't in my sights. You want my target. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to get on the camera and downplay me. You know what I'm saying? Or try to carry me like I'm some little nigga that's been chasing you around since I started rapping them. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just responding, letting people know, like, nah, nigga, don't get it twisted, nigga. I ain't chasing you. This is what they want to happen. I was against it, but I guess they brought the same situation up to you and they, you know, made you get in your feelings a little bit or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? So he spoke on it how he spoke on it, and I just had to respond. So I ain't been chasing the nigga. Not at all.
Any concern that people are going to watch your battle and try to critique every fucking word you say, and niggas going to be trying to just make up shit?
I
don't give a fuck about none of that right now, right?
I don't give a fuck. They give a shit. Anybody that try to critique and, I probably hurt, man, fuck you and your family. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck because y'all ain't doing that shit. Niggas ain't doing that shit. Niggas ain't doing that shit for other niggas. You know what I'm saying? I can suck a dick. I don't care about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a tactic to try to tear a nigga down, like, because it ain't no other way a nigga can come at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bar for bar, I can go with the best of them. You ain't going to bully me. I ain't no faggot. I ain't never been no pushover, nothing like that. So it got to be something. Nigga got to come up with something. So if y'all going to do this shit with everybody, do your thing, man. I'm going to just keep doing me. I don't give a fuck. I just appreciate URL, you know what I'm saying, for not falling for the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They probably had their kind of feelings or whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm here. So somebody was like, you know what I'm saying, we still fuck with them. You know what I mean? That shit is some bullshit, but it is what it is, man. Niggas talk about that shit forever. You going to hear it again, some of madness. We know. Whatever.
Does Beasley, Norbs, Chico, or somebody like Pete, maybe a nigga like Pete, shout out to Pete right quick, that's my nigga.
Pete, my man.
Do they have those
Pete
conversations? Yeah, Pete's my man, 100 grand, man. I love that nigga, man. I ain't going to hold you. Do they have them conversations like, just do you, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck all that
negative bullshit.
Beasley funny nigga. Beasley, man, what are you thinking about that shit? He's like, man, he ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Pete, same thing with Pete. You know what I mean? Them niggas, ain't nobody. Nobody for real.
I'm not trying to hear that shit, Av. Let me be real with you. I've been chastised.
It's goofballs, man.
I've been chastised. Oh, three-letter man, you was on that. You was riding after. Av is still my nigga, bro. Av is still my personal favorites in this battle rap shit. I still ride with that nigga. So what you niggas trying to pinpoint shit and trying to chastise a man for lines, this, that. Now, Av, let's be real. Some lines, some people are going to say, okay, that sounded too, like, the anemic line. That's the line, I think, where people was like, all right. That's where I started noticing people saying,
with that line, bro, I actually won't think, I forgot all about that nigga said that shit. Like, it's just, it was, the setup was some fire shit or something. Like, it was just iron low. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I ain't gonna get a hand, you know what I'm saying, a hand away how we come up with bars, but it's like, I won't think it clear. Like, a nigga say, yo, if a nigga be like, yo, you ain't do no research on your lines, let me tell you something, man. It ain't a nigga that's battle rapping that knows everything everybody say. You know how many niggas battle rapping, bro? You know how many battles come out a day? How much shit I be tagging? I be like, man, I ain't trying to deal with all this shit. It's a million niggas that battle rap. Nobody knows what some nigga in motherfucking bumfuck Canada and said in the little ass basement with 40 people because he come out the old ass over there. But, nigga, I don't know you, nigga. I got plenty shit going on in my life. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But a nigga need, I got hot too fast, bro. The moral is, the whole thing about Av, the whole situation with Av, he got hot too fast. We got
Elaborate when you say that.
Okay, let's go through it. I did a couple PGs. When I got with the nun shit, it was like, okay, he's cool. Did the Mike P battle? Yeah. When the Rum Nitty shit came, it's like Rum Nitty's a solidified name. We got this new nigga, Rum Nitty, about to smoke his boots. He don't have a chance in this world. And then you get a million views. One of the most debated back and forth, best debated back and forth battles since JC and Chilla. Who the fuck do I think he
is? Listen, man, that was one of the best battles last year, hands down, my nigga. Let's start playing.
Hands
best
down,
battle,
nigga.
Hands down last
hands
year, man.
Down,
come on,
man.
Now.
And I'm saying, hold on.
Let me take it up another notch real quick. One of the best battles on URL back and forths in the last couple years, man. Go ahead, my nigga.
Couple years, my nigga. They like, who the fuck is this nigga think he is? Coming up here with that shit, fighting like this, spitting that shit. Being a chess battle. Then I come on Gnome and had a the show, the fucking showstopper. Niggas don't like that. Not that fast. We got to do something.
That was the best battle on Gnome. Ab, come on, my nigga. You ain't got to be humble. I ain't saying it's just
for the fucking
show.
You understand what I'm saying?
It was the best battle on Gnome, my nigga. Let's keep it stacked.
So you understand what I'm saying then? Like, come on. Nigga, no bullshit, man. Think about this, bro. Listen, when B-Magic, let's think about Punchline Battle Rounds. When B-Magic
Magic
came out,
Big K, mm-hmm.
conceded, them niggas, when
Gone.
Them niggas was in their prime, when they was in their prime, nobody, everybody respected who they were, and we still do. They still the kings of that Punchline shit. I will never disrespect what they did, the foundation and the legacy that they have, but nobody cared about punching that much battle rap. When me and Nitty dropped, and this is no disrespect to other punchliners because niggas were still doing it, but after me and Nitty dropped, that bar was set so high that it was an epidemic for punching back to back to back every bar. Look at it. Look at everything that every PG, all that shit that dropped since me and Rum dropped. We set the bar. You're talking about a million view battle that was on a Born Legacy in a small room, bro. That shit scared niggas, man. That shit scared niggas. So they know niggas will have to stand in front of that shit. Niggas have to stand in front of that shit, bro. Niggas talk their ass off, man. I don't care about being these niggas' friends. I don't care about none of that shit. We good. I ain't trying to impress none of these niggas. I'm just letting these niggas know if you stand in front of me, I'm going to try to take your fucking head off.
Does this
period
remind you of Ill Will, too, a little bit? Like, when Ill Will came, I thought his stock rise a little bit, and then the battle DNA, and then people kind of like turn. I don't want to say use the word turned on Ill Will, but you know,
they
trying to fuck
turn
on Ill Will.
Turn on bro. They turn on Ill bro.
Yeah,
they turn on Ill Will. Ill Will, a nigga from.
Do you feel the
Ill
same
Will,
way?
A nigga that don't, yeah, he don't care. He don't care about that friendship shit. He don't care about being popular. He one of them niggas that, man, I came to do me and put on. He came to do him and put on for the yak. I come to do me, put on for an offer. For VA, it's just that simple. I don't care about the cheerleading pom-poms and shit. The streets going to fuck with me. I'm good. Every time I go, man, listen. It's just certain niggas, man. And in this era of battle rap, man, the weirdos got a bigger voice than what it used to be. If this was 2012 when Smackin' them first started, me and niggas like Ill Will, we'd be comfortable. Because it won't a bunch of goofy-ass trolling and all that old gay shit that's going on. You got niggas that don't even come to events, that don't support battle rap in no formal way other than cutting on their computer and talking shit about a nigga. To the end and all, you clearly a vulture, my nigga. And y'all got and y'all giving these niggas the bigger voice. The fuck out of here. We ain't never hang with them niggas. We don't play with no, we don't respect no sideline nigga opinion.
Man, you sound like you got a chip on your shoulder, my nigga. I think that's a good thing, though. No, I ain't saying it in a bad way, bro. I'm not saying that you know what bad way, bro. I think that's a good thing, my nigga.
Yeah, and I'm bringing all that shit to this battle, man. The niggas got me fucked up, bro. Niggas don't know what the fuck been going on with me. Yeah, man. And it ain't everybody's business. But what you're not going to do is downplay
facts.
You ain't going to downplay it. You feel me? So September 10th, bro, I'm going to fuck that building up. I'm going to fuck that building up. I don't care about none of the bait niggas throwing out. Oh, all I have to do is punch. Well, punch me back. Well, punch me back, man. But if you stand there and get punched on, you stupid. If you stand there and let a nigga punch on you, you stupid.
How you feel about your cave gang brother like Briz standing behind T-Top? Is it weird or?
Nah,
a lot of people want me to
weird,
ask you that.
Man. Nah, that's not weird, bro. That's that man day one. Briz is my guy. You know what I'm saying? Briz is my dude. But at the end of the day, them niggas came from the mud together. I know T-Top because I met T-Top the day I met Briz. The same day. You understand what I'm saying? Like, them niggas been in the mud together. They came from Carolina to Seven City Sharks event. Briz had a battle. You understand what I'm saying? I met them the same day. And then gradually they was, you know, coming up fucking with niggas. But that man, day one from the mud. I don't expect him to stand. Like, it's love. It's no disrespect. Like, we don't have no – me and T-Top don't have a personal problem. I'm going to fuck him up, and then we're going to go get something to drink and something to eat and have a good time. It's just what's going to happen. Like, Briz still my nigga. And I'm still going to stand on Briz's side when he battles Calico. Like, I ain't no sucker. That's that man day one. That's that man day one, bro.
You want some real nigga shit.
I'm not going to feel no kind of way. That's your brother. Y'all niggas – that's a dream for y'all niggas, man. I understand it, bro. I ain't gonna feel no kind of way. And I ain't gonna say no slick shit against Briz or none of that. I ain't no for what? I understand what it is. It's about Briz. It's about me and you. We just gonna have this conversation. Two distant, third cousins. We gotta go scrap in the yard real quick. That's it.
Is there a part of you, when I use the word redemption again, to use that word again, is it more in the sense of you wanna show niggas that, hold on, my niggas, y'all always saying I'm that nigga. Y'all was all saying I'm the future, all this other shit right here, and then this bullshit scandal come out, and then y'all front on me, so I gotta show niggas now why y'all love me, why y'all was riding me so hard.
That's what it's all about. It ain't nothing personal against Top. It ain't nothing personal, bro. There's nothing personal with me, bro. It's reminding niggas that I'm nice, man. That's it. I'm nice. I'm one of the nicest, deadliest niggas doing this shit. I don't care about no rumors. I don't care about none of that shit. But it's just the whole thing that's crazy is niggas be acting like when they hear something I said sounds similar, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be the end of the world when y'all niggas is watching these battles and I'm pointing this shit out. Niggas around me pointing this shit out. Like, a lot of people is pointing shit out that's been said either by me or somebody else, but you'll never see nobody. Like, these niggas act like they got personal problems with me, and it ain't the case. Cause you niggas,
I wish I knew somebody that was floating around that you and the gang or whoever was pointing shit out. Cause I damn sure would have talked about it. So I skipped that on my part and I apologize. As a nigga doing the show, I should be on top of shit like that.
You know what's crazy? Niggas like, yo, who said what? Well, who said this? Or put it out in public? Or you should blog about it. Hey, that shit ain't got nothing to do with that person, man. This shit ain't got nothing to do with that person. I would never put that person out there. I never put on a blog out there saying, ooh, I heard you say this and he said that. I'm not going to do no shit. That shit is goofy. It's goofy being done against me, so I look even goofier trying to do that to somebody else. Niggas know. Niggas is watching. Niggas hear it when they in their living rooms and on their little computers. They be hearing it, but they ain't going to put it on public. And a lot of people don't believe the rumors and the allegations about me. They just can't go on camera because they don't want to be the one to go against the grain of the popular people saying, oh, yeah, he did it. He did this. Niggas care about perception too much. Niggas don't want to be real no more.
That is true.
Niggas ain't 100.
That's true.
These niggas ain't 100, man. It's 50 of that, that shit is counterfeit.
Do you think a lot of your colleagues be going through that bullshit?
The niggas that probably want to face me in the near future. Them niggas.
Right.
But I tell you what, a lot of the niggas that these niggas look up to, like, man, ain't nobody falling for that bullshit. A lot of these niggas.
Twerk was riding for you one day. He was like, yo, man, Av is still fire, my nigga. I ain't trying none of that bullshit. You know, Twerk, I said that on the show here.
He threw a shot at me about the shit in his rounds. But you know what's crazy? It's entertainment. He know I ain't. Same thing with Mike P. Mike P, one of my guys outside of Battle Rap. He know goddamn well, but he said he threw a little bar. It's the get your laughs and your hoo-hoo-ha-ha. I don't take it personal because it's entertainment, bro. I'm solid, bro. You know what I mean? Them niggas know. A lot of they vets.
Now,
see, a lot of them niggas know.
Not to jump the gun, but after T-Top, I feel JC should be next, Av. What you think? I say JC. You and JC.
I'm with it, bro. I'm with it.
That's box office, my nigga.
I'm with it.
Man.
He with it. I know he with it. I'm with it.
No, he with it. He's with it because I interviewed JC. Listen. No, he's definitely with it because I told JC, I said, listen,
crazy.
After you battle Chess, Nitty, Av, and Lux, that's the guys I want to see you battle.
Listen, I got crazy,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy respect for JC. Crazy, crazy respect for JC. Good dude, man.
That's my nigga.
Good brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Good dude. Mm. Very talented, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And he don't move like a goofball in this battle shit. You understand what I'm saying? I respect that. So standing in front of him would be no problem. You know who another nigga is that I got crazy respect for? Because, okay, being that I'm on Summer Madness, I'm in a position where I can give a shot, right? I'm in that position, right? So you were standing there, right? A nigga that I
Definitely.
Want to get bigger looks, a nigga that I want to give bigger looks and more looks to is Geechee Gotti.
Damn it,
so
nigga, I just want
to
say that
down,
shit. Bruh.
If it had
you,
to go
you
down.
You must have watched Geechee and yo, I think you, yo. You watch
listen,
him and Louis?
I've been watching Geechee.
I've been
fucking with Geechee. And I'm telling you, a lot of niggas ain't going to fuck with him because he's solid. A lot of niggas ain't going to battle him because he's solid. He's solid like that. But
that nigga be spitting
nigga,
that street
if,
shit, boy.
If they want somebody to give him a shot and niggas is hesitant on getting him a shot, Geechee, you my nigga. You already know.
I go to Cali.
And I'm saying it on the phone because niggas be making fake little shit like we supposed to been battling and all this. I don't get the fuck out
right.
of here. Go dance in front of a train coming. But Geechee.
Yeah, Geechee fire right now,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? Yeah, he's definitely a nigga. So I'm saying this on record. We can do it. We can make it happen in the future. You know, we gonna chop it up, but because he deserve a look, and you know what I'm saying. And I fuck with niggas from the West.
Mm.
He's fire. Which is definitely fire.
What you think about Twerk?
Like he's what's up. He's what's up right now. Like I don't hate on none of that shit, bro. I love what he's doing, man. I love what Twerk doing.
Yeah, you don't hate on niggas, though, Av. They ain't never been your style, Av.
I don't hate on nobody, bro.
You don't hate on niggas, man. Nah, you ain't never hate on niggas,
bro. Bro, I ain't supposed to be here. So I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I don't got time
right.
for it. You know what
I know what you mean when you say that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love to
see
niggas doing their numbers. Twerk is doing his fucking numbers. He keep me on my toes with shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually I'm going to see him, too. I'm going to fuck him up, too. That's why niggas like, you know what I mean? I'm going to fuck him up, too. I love to see what he's doing. He's a smart young guy, man. And I hope he, you know, don't let this shit go to his head and stay on the road that he in, man.
I agree with that.
It's gonna be a lot of counterfeit 50s in that 100. That's supposed to be around. You understand?
This nigga dropping bars. This nigga dropping bars.
Gonna be a lot of counterfeit 50s in that 100. That's supposed to be around you. I promise.
That's some real shit though. Wow, you. Let me ask you, go back to JC and Nitty, though, man. Who you like in that battle, man? You battle Nitty, and you fuck with JC, obviously. I got that as battle of the night, though.
Man, listen. I don't know, man. That shit. Whew. JC and Rump.
That's hard, though.
Nigga Rump don't got red blood cells, man. Like, he don't got red blood, man. That nigga ain't from around here, man. That nigga, some shit from Nassau. They didn't put some shit together. That nigga's crazy. But JC is even crazier. So I think that's gonna be a battle of preference. You know what I mean? The drunk niggas is gonna go for Rump. Like all the niggas is fucked up and with no patience and hot and all that shit. That just want to, you know what I mean? Get to it.
Right.
It'll be for Rump. The intellectual niggas that respect the, you know what I'm saying? How a nigga go with his pen game and all that shit like that? It's gonna be a preference battle. It's definitely gonna be. I hope I be drunk. I hope that shit after me. I don't know. Like I want to see everything. Like I really know I gotta do my numbers, but I'm ready to. You know what I'm saying? Give me some drinks.
Y'all ain't going first. Av, not gonna Av. Come on, my nigga. You and T-Top is not going first, bro.
Nah, I know.
Hell
no. I know.
That shit ain't happening.
But I'm gonna be sober.
Come on,
I'm gonna be sober as a bitch. Like I never drink. I don't like before I battle. I don't drink. I don't eat. I don't do none of that shit, bro. Real talk. All my niggas will tell you this. Rocking them will tell you this. My niggas that's around me, like that I come up with, they'll tell you, like I don't eat or drink. You know what I'm saying? But when that shit is over, nigga, shit. So I definitely see JC and Rump. That shit gonna be crazy. I'll probably be in the crowd for that one. I don't even want to be on stage. I want to see that shit.
Damn.
front and center. You know what I mean?
Mm. What you think about, this might be a crazy question to ask you, Callum Brisdow?
I'm gang of everything. Off the rip.
I know.
off the rip. You know what I'm saying? But Cal is a nigga that, you know what I'm saying, legendary nigga that, you know what I'm saying, he's one of them niggas, you know what I mean? He's one of them vets that is well respected.
Briz
a human torch right now. And Calico is that nigga on, you know, he's an on and off the stage. Briz a solid nigga on and off stage. Calico is a respected nigga on and off the stage. So it's gonna be Briz. No, he gotta battle the lyrics and the star power. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He just gotta stay.
I interviewed Calico a while ago, and I told Cal straight up. I said, my nigga, because you here on this show, I'm gonna keep it real with you. So you have to hear nobody say this to you. I'm a real nigga. I got Briz beating you 2-1, bro. He was like, oh, really? I said, yeah, bro, I got Briz winning. Man. Prove me wrong, Cal. What you got? He said, say no more.
Yeah. that nigga Cal always got me losing. It's crazy. Cal Pops pulled me to the side at, what the fuck was that? Was that Double Impact? Cal Pops pulled
okay,
me to the
big
side.
Face?
I believe that wasn't Pops. Yeah, face, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Face. He pulled me to the side. I was like, yo, you one of my favorite niggas doing this shit. And I was like, word.
That shit got to feel
like,
good, though.
Like,
that shit got to feel
yeah.
good, though.
He was like, yeah. I said, yo, what's up with your son? he was like, you want that wreck? I said, yeah. I'm going to tell him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Cal, though.
Let's get it right.
Yeah.
Let me call
your boy out. You know what I mean? But, nah, shout out to him, though, man. Like, you know, it's all love. Definitely all love.
Obviously, you got Rock Beat and Hollow, right? Obviously.
Facts
gang right. over everything. We
facts
already know what it is.
Facts plus tax, baby. Rock ready, man. Rock ready. And I'm going to tell you something, 3. I'm going to tell you something about my battle. Let me.
All right.
I want niggas to pay attention. Because we're going to talk after this. We're going
to
talk after this battle. And I guarantee
yes,
you, it's going to be something done that hasn't been. You ain't going to be able to pull 15, 20 battles up and research to match what I'm going to do.
Like
hit or miss. When they hit or miss, I know it's going to hit. But we going to talk again. Niggas got me fucked up. But what was we talking about, Rock and Hollow? what was we talking about?
You feel, does Rock have a lot of pressure, man, going to this
fuck
battle?
No.
This, I think this
fuck
is big,
no.
You don't
this
think
what,
the biggest, biggest battle of his career?
This what he been wanting, bro. Rock, I'm telling you, man, Rock, I'm older than Rock. You know what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm.
bro, he feeds. Our shit, like, that nigga, I've never seen a nigga that take everything with this shit serious. He's a nigga that ain't going to be Hollywood with this shit. Like, he taking this shit serious. He takes all that shit serious, bro. That nigga be super focused, man. Super focused, man. He's super focused, bro. Super fool. He know who Hollow is. We know who Hollow is. Shout out to Hollow. You know what I'm saying? Good nigga. You know what I mean? But he ain't playing, bro. Bro ain't playing, man.
But, you know why I say that? Because Rock didn't chase Hollow. I feel like the battle rap community felt like it was Hollow chasing Rock. Is that dangerous? Like, you know, obviously Hollow respect Rock, you know, for him to, he's the one that called out Hollow, called out Rock. Rock didn't really call out Hollow.
It takes a special type of shooter to shoot to chase a shooter. You know what I'm saying? Like you
facts.
Must be motherfucking. You know what I mean? The nigga that shot Kennedy. You gonna chase a shooter? Go for it.
Oh, go for it.
I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you. Go for it. I just hope you know that this nigga don't miss too much. You hear me? So.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I know. I'm definitely going before that battle. So I'm. Nigga, shit. I got a lot of 1800 or Henny or both in me by that time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Any concern T-Top will beat you?
I'd be snatching if I said no. I want to see. I hate that question.
I know, but listen,
my concern.
When I do a show. Everybody, this is the first thing they say. I don't know about Briz and Cal. Rock and Hollow is debatable. Nitty and JC's, I don't know about that one either. But when they go to you and T-Top, me and you're going to interview too, so I got to keep it real when you call in here too, that everybody's picking you to be him. A lot of people are. I'm not saying that this people picking T-Top. That. Don't get it fucked up. You know, okay,
definitely. Definitely.
I got you.
Definitely. Definitely. But I'm not going to say, I'm telling you this. For the people that support me and the people that's going for me, we not about to sit here and act like T-Top just some shit.
Nah, hell no. Hell no.
Nah. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to disrespect him.
Fire,
man. The
me
work
neither.
He's done and his time.
I ain't doing
I'm
that.
Not going to do that. I'm not
nope.
going to do that. No matter how much
agree
I'm,
with you.
I'm, you know what I'm saying? I ain't that type of nigga.
You want to fuck him up.
So we not going to do that. But I know what I'm facing. Just like I hope he know what he's facing. I'm going to just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? It's not a matter of I'm worried about him beating me. I'm worried more about me performing to the expectations of my preparation. I know how I'm preparing for this battle. I just want to make sure I deliver the way I prepare. If I deliver the way I prepare and some, I'm not going to lose no rounds.
Damn. Now, between now and September 10th, between now and September 10th, you go back to your rounds and be like, ah, I'm going to switch this around or something you thought of.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? The days go by?
Nah, I'm good where I'm at, bro. I'm trying to have, like, the best performance that night. No bullshit. No bullshit. Like, I'm not just battling T-Top. I'm battling the card. Everybody. Like, I'm even my niggas. And it's not no Katie's competition. I want them niggas to, whatever they feel like they can do, I want them to exceed that shit. So I'm like, nigga, I know my round will be better than your round. My second will be better than your second. Like, I want to push my bros to be great at all times, bro. When the camera's on us, man, we the cage, my nigga. I want us to be great. I don't want no nigga to never have nothing bad to say about us. But unfortunately, the world we live in, you know, people have their opinions, and that's cool. But I'm just not going, okay, I ain't never been a yes man in my life. So if I got to be like Rock, I'm going to smoke your second round, my second round better than yours. It's just letting you know, nigga, what's, yeah, like, bro, you better kill this nigga your second round. That's all I'm telling you, Briz. You better kill this nigga your second round. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I'm pushing. You know what I'm saying? And I want the niggas to do the same shit with me. You know what I mean? That's just with my niggas. That's just how we do. That's how we move on a daily basis. So right. I'm trying to have the best shit that night. I ain't going to hold you. And I know I got some shit. You hear me?
Damn, God. Oh,
I'm coming to have fun, though, bro. It's my first summer madness, my nigga. It's my first summer madness, nigga. Ain't nobody from VA never been on no summer madness, nigga. You know what this means? I can't even go into Walmart regular no more. I'm about to have fun, my nigga.
I'm free. Av, man, I appreciate you rocking on me, my nigga. I can't wait for this battle to go down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah. We going to talk, man. You know, I'll hit you up on a regular anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. You one of my niggas, man. You one of my niggas, man.
Yeah.
I fucks you heavy. Av, man.
Yeah.
Hold it down, my nigga.
I got you, boy. I got you.
You already, man.
All right.
PSA motherfucking podcast. Your boy, Av, T-Top. You already, man. Holla.